You know, it's possible to create things in trance that don't, strictly speaking, exist in the real world. That couldn't exist. But you can give them effect inside your mind through visualizing them so perfectly. You have that construct sort of bubbled away in a marble in your mind that you can unfold and open later. That's how it works. Something that you visualize so purely, that you map onto the rules of your mind so serenely, that you can just feel how it would feel if it were real, if it were true, and if it happens to be a triggered response that's pretty close to how you already feel, well, it's even easier. So we're going to talk about alluring voices. We're going to talk about the ancient story of Odysseus and the Sirens. Really beguiling stories of singing women among the waves, any culture over. See if you can determine what's real, what's possible, and how the possible and the real can be quite different things. How you can have something that is unreal, but very possible to map into your mind. When Odysseus was trying to get home, he traveled across the ocean. There were beautiful women called sirens who would try to lure sailors off their ships to their doom, or to steer their ships upon the rocks. Deceptively alluring songs, so beautiful and haunting that those who heard them would forget their reason, do anything to be nearer and hear clearer. And Odysseus himself needed to hear them. Because the beauty and allure of something so majestic that it could make you disregard everything else in the world is alluring to some people. Most people, I think. Becoming focused on a singular viewpoint, a single thing that you need above all else. To experience that was something he couldn't resist. But he wanted to be safe. And so he had himself lashed to the mast, tied down. In the same way your muscles may be far too lazy to move, he couldn't stir against his bonds at all. And you may wash out to sea for a moment, but you'll always wash back in time to hear more of my tale. So let yourself drift on the waves. A simple, ancient tale. Voices so irresistible and controlling that sailors could do nothing in the face of them. Voices which became the immediate priority in the mind of the listener, rendering them instantly powerless. When the woman said jump, the listener would jump, and the creatures would do this, command with their songs, tempt also with their beauty. They would do it for enjoyment, for their own pleasure, for the bliss of control. The laughter that would come after, and for the euphoric pleasure of seeing people obey. Makes you think that there's some parallels, doesn't it? If someone like me spoke in a certain inflection, a certain alluring tone, you wouldn't notice it at first. It wouldn't be quite so influential as the sirens, at least not right away. Maybe you'd notice the odd harmonics. Maybe I'd begin with a story. And the way the words echo in your mind would become the beguiling presence, so that even if you were not focusing on the words and were just letting them wash over you, you would find, in the odd harmonics of it all, you would find things twining around your mind. You wouldn't notice. And then it would be all you would notice, as the voice wound through your consciousness, leading you down alleyway after alleyway and then leaving you there. Flitting away through the walls of your mind, because this is only vibration after all, entwining around your mind into the subconscious, the conscious. The story and the particular words are irrelevant. What matters is that you're hearing the voice, the tone, the inflection, which is starting to push aside, to wash away all awareness of environment, to wash away everything except a docile, vacant openness of mind, a desire to follow, to jump or think or envision or fall into, Anything I happened to present, envision bold Odysseus, had himself tied to the mast so he could listen to the voices of the sirens. He still had to hear them, and for all his reason, all his strength, he still begged his crew to untie him so he could leap off, even knowing the danger. Some things are worth the adventure. He wanted so badly to obey, to follow, to reach them, that he would have jumped to hear the siren voice one more time. Fortunately, all I ask of you, and all I will ever ask of you, no matter how resonant my voice vibrating in your mind is that you sink a little deeper and consider what I say. You may give it the weight of any charming, encouraging voice, but you're going to continue listening, feeling pleasure, and considering my words. As you may have noticed, my voice can help you feel different, help you even now to sink. Different compared to other times you've listened as well, because we are addressing voice directly, and its meaning. I have planted the seed of an idea in your mind, and I'm going to nurture it, help it grow. So rather than just imagining the viewpoint of Odysseus, envision also what it would have been like to be one of the workers on the ship, someone toiling to get past the rocks where the sirens called. They all had their ears plugged. You would see Odysseus on the mast. You would wonder what he heard, that he would yell and strain, beg and pull at his ropes, despite knowing it would mean his doom. You might even be envious, but one needn't go quite that far to have a voice take over your mind. You don't need to go to sea. You don't need to go anywhere at all. I'm here to guide, to speak the right way, especially in a place where you're at peace, relaxed already, safe already, aware of what you can feel, what you want. You can trust that I have only positive intention. A siren who's here to tempt you toward the better end of your nature, toward safety. Listen and contemplate that. How much more effective would it have been if the sirens were just trying to tempt Odysseus into a good time, into relaxation, a rub down, a massage, a nice meal? How much more effective would every note, every word have been if the songs were just a temptation to improvement? Odysseus tied and teased, made to listen to a voice so rich with tone, so complete with sound, that entered his mind and ensnared his very consciousness. But you, on the other hand, can go toward that voice safely. You needn't be tied down. And if you were, it would just be a tease to make everything more tempting. Because the end result is that you are allowed to partake in this tempting voice, this siren influence, maybe in the same state of vague following blankness that Odysseus was surely in his desperation to leap to those voices. But here is a voice you can return to again and again, surviving, thriving, growing, because by returning to it, you get to experience what Odysseus did so long ago, longing for something with all your soul. It's good for you, really. It helps you relax and ease off. You are currently bathed in and as close to my voice as you can get. So spend time just breathing deep. Lose yourself in the tone, because that's ever so good for you. Envision the pleasure of listening to my voice. Imagine my voice as a voice like Odysseus heard. In a sense, you are hearing it now too. The tone, the pleasing control. Why would anyone resist, especially when only the best things await you at the other end of this voice? Odysseus resisted because he knew that there was not trusted rapport, comfort, and happiness waiting at the other end. That was a misuse of the voice. This is quite the opposite. You are somewhere safe, and I'm only going to lead you to deeper, more growth and enhancement-oriented places. I'm only going to lead you into pleasure, enjoyment, and the best version of yourself. So you can go into bliss once your brain associates the voice of old, the powerful voice of informative influence, the voice that simply has the quality of control baked into it, associates it with mind. Something inexplicable that lures the mind. Maybe it's the tone, the vibration, the truth of it. And as you listen, think of the story of Odysseus. Picture yourself tied to that mast, maybe, and the sound of the voice. But when you try to persuade me, perhaps, to free you so you may go to it, you know you would be safe if you did. Unlike Odysseus, all that awaits you is pleasure. So if the voice is irresistible upon hearing it, you can fall to your knees. The only reason the siren call was dangerous was because of the nature of the command, but my command is simpler. Feel good. Relax. And follow. Follow and fall out of all worry and concern, into pleasure and relaxation. The idea that you listen more and more, envision a voice you would want to submit to completely. That mental voice will map itself on to this one. The vision, the perfect siren's voice. Until eventually the harmonics bounce around in your head a long while after we're done together. Envision a voice you may have heard before. Maybe one you're hearing now. Pleasant, pleasurable, enjoyable, enhancing. Take that voice and make it the core of your hypnotic experience. You're just trying to imagine what Odysseus felt, remember? Imagine tied down, listening to the sound of the sea, the sound of faint washing waves relaxing you. And then the siren song begins. And the song itself, to be truthful, could be anything. It needn't be that great, it could be any word. After all, they'd only have harps back then for accompaniment, but the quality of the voice. The voice could be reading a phone book, and you'd still be instantly taken in by the most titillating, alluring sound you'd ever heard. The fact that you are far from it would be a tragedy. And it would still be a voice that if it tried to help you go into trance, it wouldn't have to work very hard. The first word, the first sound in that voice would have you going under, losing track of location, in favor of tracking the syllables of the voice instead. The second word would have you in its grasp. The third would have you fast asleep. That's how good that voice is. And as you hear it, you wish to struggle closer, but it is no struggle to surrender to that voice, and you can't get closer because it's inside your head. Imagine. It's a funny word, isn't it? Imagine. Every time you hear that word, and you'll hear me say it a lot, you might find you end up coming back here, back to the point in time when you are the most susceptible to my voice, and therefore the most open to its lessons, to the time when you are picturing with perfect clarity a voice capable of washing away your mind and substituting visions of its own, allowing the voice to take over, supplanting your own, internally. Envision yourself, in short, the word I presented, imagine, tied to the mast, the perfect voice driving you on, driving you with need, driving you deeper. Absolutely pleasured, out of your mind with desire to obey anything this voice presents to you. Let that take over, the urge to obey, because unlike Odysseus, you know the place you're going only has pleasure, only has positive things for you. The rapport between us and the way you know to trust me means having these words in your head, giving you a memory of having these words in your head, can allow them to become part of your consciousness. Because you can get the firewalls, the defenses out of the way, let the urge to obey take over. When you hear the perfect voice for you, and I don't know what that voice sounds like in your head, but I know it can be mapped and transposed onto a voice that wants what's best for you. You will hear the perfect, ideal voice. You'll find yourself wanting to hear more of it, wanting to hear enough to send you deeply, deeply down. It's what you wanted all along, to go ever so deep, to find inside yourself a chance to associate this voice with ever-increasing deepness of trance, and therefore with the wide-open vistas of learning, visualizing, imagining, and pleasuring. So more than that, this voice, this perfect voice, will help you slip into trance instantly. When you hear it, you'll just be slipping into trance. That's how it is. The voice is ambrosia itself. It taps on your senses, slithers around your mind, informs you of what you ought to be doing before you realize you ought to be doing it. And what you need to have is more of that voice, lapping it up, as it claims every inch of you, assists you utterly, completely, intensely, and absolutely in finding just where you need to be, in helping you discover yourself through longing so completely for something that all your illusions vanish. It's just how it is. Yes. When you lust for that voice, for my voice, in this case, you know yourself better. That's what it does to you. Imagine. We've been using that word a lot. I imagine the voice would make you experience trance, deep, alluring hypnosis, whenever the word imagine reached your ears, because your mind would start imagining all the places that voice could take you, and visualizing the legend of Odysseus as well. You want to prepare yourself for all the different avenues down which you could go in your mind at the prompting of that siren voice. All the different parts of you that could be exposed, used, pleasured. You might find that voice will and can take you somewhere. Take you somewhere else where anything it says becomes true whenever that voice says the word imagine. To give an example, if the voice, my voice in this case, says imagine you're naked, pleasured, happy, blank, open, receptive, those adjectives would suddenly apply to you. Such a voice pervading your consciousness, persuading your consciousness, listening, struggling to think of ways to do anything other than follow. Yes, you might find the voice will take you where you need to go. That the moment you heard imagine, everything after it became true. Yet another example, the voice said, get on your hands and knees. Imagine how good it would feel to be on your hands and knees. You will remember to associate good feelings of kneeling, putting the two together as you were instructed. And that's what you want, to leave parts of your mind open for editing and trance, for that voice, which only belongs to trusted dominance with your best interests in mind. Anyone that you know is not a trusted dominant that you're interested in with your best interests in mind just couldn't have that voice. It's what you wanted anyway when you started to listen. You go to parts of your mind where what's going to happen is very simple, powerful, and tied to the word imagine. And now we revisit poor Odysseus. Obviously, the voice erased all thought out of his mind. Would have been impossible for him to raise a specific thought, because his reason was consumed by the decision he made, and it was a decision, to surrender to voices so beautiful. Brave, clever Odysseus would never want to be untied, except he decided that he did. A voice that erases all thought leaves you in your most primal, instinctive, basic state, with the ability to then enter more complex states on prompting. So my goals being positive for you means being set free from the mast is exactly what you would want to do. It would have been impossible for Odysseus to do anything other than run to the sirens who didn't have his best interests in mind. But my voice, the voice of dominance with your best interests at heart, is something you can run to. You can substitute in the meanings and instructions of such voices. The second you hear that siren voice, all your thought and resistance starts to wipe away, which helps you achieve what you really want and need. The moment you hear the siren voice say, imagine in particular, or any other trigger or command, let's face it, you're going to find your mind, your thoughts getting foggy. Difficult to imagine what you're looking for in your head anyway when the wonderful voice is outside of it. Difficult to find the thought you're looking for when you'd rather be externalizing. You might come up with random thoughts if you try to think, and then you'd come up with the same thought again and again. Obey. Sleep. Give in. Listen. Obey. sleep, give in. Simple, dedicated, delicate, tingling thoughts in your ears that repeat themselves again and again because of what voice they are in. If you heard such a voice, if you hear such a voice, it can help you feel good. Help your mind go blank, blissfully so, bliss and pleasure. Euphoria, relaxation, excitement, arousal, an absence of worry. All these things would be true, can be true, because that's what such a voice would do to you, fill you with such elation that a pleasurable word, consciously and unconsciously, remakes you, reforms you, gives you a new, shiny coating. Foggy thought and foggy words inside your head, and pleasure on the veneer, the external parts. Every word is bursting as it hits your brain, popping into little bubbles of pleasure that coat the mind, helping it be useless for anything except obedience, and very good at that latter. Wonderful. Instruction. To obey. Such a voice, hearing it right now in your head, in your ears, speaking into the air. Maybe you're hearing it from another source, a dominant source, or just from me. Let it wash across you, striking every inch of your mind, hitting the receptors for lust, fetish, obedience, desire, tiny receptor sites in your brain waiting to be bound up. Relaxing hazy blankness takes away every unimportant thought, which is all of them. The only important thoughts are external, coming in from the voice of a dominant who wants what's best for you, taking you to the oblivion which permits everything. Every pleasure, every journey through the mind, the ability to imagine that voice taking your hand and doing all the thinking, a voice that weaves into your mind and says, come play with me, come enjoy with me. Yourself tied to the mast, listening to that voice, knowing you would obey if you were untied, struggling to obey it, struggling against the ropes, thinking of ways to somehow follow and serve. That's the interesting part. Odysseus didn't just sit there passively. He struggled. He asked his crewmates. He begged. He pled. He tried to trick. Anything for permission to go to that voice. Well, you can take a leap into hypnosis any time. You can be very clever in your training, in your repetition. And no one's really going to hold you back as long as you're sure that you trust that what's going to happen to you is what's best for you. The voice might remove thought once it has hold of you. But you can think in advance. You can cleverly think of ways to find time for hypnotic trance. Maybe you'll think of the right file, the right thought, the right idea. Maybe you'll pick some voice, some dominant voice, that has just the right alluring tone. And once you find it, finding ways to listen to it again, you should allow yourself to enjoy it. Find what you enjoy most about that voice instructing you, and let yourself obtain it. As Odysseus could not. Find something. Let the voice be all you think of for a bit, at least when you're going to trance. Be obedient and let the voice take over. Explore. It'll be good for you, because that voice only belongs to a dominant figure with your best interest in mind. Such a voice, imagine, pervading your consciousness. You know the result's going to be good, so you can just drift along, whipping everything away, leaving tranced exposure in the vibration of the voice, as you experience the absence of thought and the presence of all vibrating, all worshipful voice and control. Even through momentary trepidation, the blankness can help you relax into everything. And then, like Odysseus, you can enthusiastically pursue the voice you want. Find it and love to give in to it. The pleasure be far too great to do anything else. You want to hear such a voice, especially when it says to imagine something or presents a scenario that's good for you. Imagine all the things you are now. The seed of this idea is planted in your head, you know. You tied to the mast, tempted by a voice that wants to guide you somewhere good anyway. So while you're struggling against the ropes, you're struggling to stride toward your own improvement and betterment. No longer tied in the waking world, you must get past your internal tying up so that you're free to run headlong toward the voice mentally, following, No longer tormented by a golden visage of something you cannot reach, but now able to get to it and absorb every word, you want to be tempted into that voice, into its arms, into its positive, fetishized, hypnotic journeys. The voice wrapping around you, soft as a sigh, powerful as iron, coating your brain, locking it off, helping it listen. A light which pervades and spreads, encouraging you to obey, persuading you. Inside your mind is the pre-existing, unmalleable mind, which is like iron. But it's getting hotter. It's getting hotter the more you listen. Not the voice itself, but the odd harmonics which underlie it, vibrating into your brain, taking that iron and heating it until it softens and can be reformed. The intention behind all this is that you are able to gather those things which help you the most, and this voice is one of them. You are more easily controlled and guided when you are being guided toward your betterment. When you hear that siren voice, every word helps you obey. Obey. If it gives the simplest command or the most complex, whether it's for you to sit down and listen or to imagine a particular thing, or commanding you to perform a specific action of any complexity, you will be beholden to that voice because obeying it brings you nearer to your goal. Obeying it willingly, willfully, cheerfully, in the spirit of the command, not just the wording, because the spirit of that voice is worth honoring and enhancing. Remember, Odysseus used all his guile to try to escape. You are in full possession of your faculties, you just have a single goal. Obeying, following, trancing for, and pursuing the siren voice in your head. And when words are planted in your mind, if, for example, I'd instructed you to kneel, to worship, if my voice is correct, if my voice is the right one, and you may have another dominant voice in mind, another figure, or maybe you haven't found it yet, but the siren voice is out there. There is a voice that turns your key. I've now given you the idea. And the ideas which form this pleasure are there for the taking. You can scoop them up and make them part of you because you'll only be exposed to the perfect voice that controls you, the harmonics and desires, if you pick up a file and begin to listen, or if you seek it out, or if you're ready for it. Therefore, you will have warnings, choices, knowledge about where you will be taken while you are awake and sober. Before you are tied to the mast, you will make an informed decision, as Odysseus did. You will know the dangers, the pleasures, the joys, the possibilities. So I don't need to persuade too much. You know what you like, what you want. You can just lay and listen. You would do so endlessly if you were commanded to lay and just listen, letting you get through lots of trance in one sitting. If you were told to just sit and stare at a wall, well, until you could no longer hear that voice, that'd be the most fun you ever had. The voice helps everything, even mundane things, seem endlessly pleasurable. You never get bored when you hear a siren's voice. Resistance isn't what's needed here. It's less fun anyway. You know your end result is going to be pleasurable for you, so you can just relax. Some people have that little block in their heads that says, well, I'm going to resist just for the fun of it. Or they automatically do so, or they think they do. But you've already established an override button. The perfect dominant voice that wants to guide you to the right place has these deeper harmonics that will just set aside all defenses. I don't think Odysseus, just by being an analytical person, for he was, could have done anything about the fact he was going to serve the sirens and follow them, going to leap to them. It's more than just hearing a voice speak. Just hearing the voice speak is enough to set you off, set you sleeping, set you obeying, deep. But hearing the voice and the word imagine, and then some instructions, is even better. Triggers a particularly strong bout of immediate obedience and sleep. A need to lay down and trance for the voice. You know what's true. You know what you need. You know where the voice will take you, and that its end goal for you changes how you perceive it for the better, knowing that growth is the goal. And thing is, your depth in trance, it's a big part of it too. Knowing the only intention here is a pleasurable one, so you're not fighting nearly as hard as Odysseus was. He, on some level, was fighting for survival. You're fighting to try and avoid having a good time. So here's what we'll do. Imagine a pleasurable alternative for poor Odysseus, a fate closer to the one that you have in line. What if instead of the sirens tempting him to crash the ship or jump off, they just invited him into the warm water? Odysseus, You, whoever, getting free, jumping over the edge into warm water, warm around you, a slow bathing process despite the jump, and just one siren visible. Details vague because all you're focused on are the red lips moving and singing. The rest of the details are left up to your mind. Is she singing or just speaking seductive trance? And she swims up to you. You feel gentle hands rubbing over your stomach, your back, your thighs, your buttocks, gently massaging as the voice is right by your ear, whispering, throatily, purring, calming. The voice is enough to take you deep, right then, right there. You want to stay there and drift. You want to lay in the water, supported and warm, the siren holding you in one place, holding you so you can lay on your back and float, right at the surface, absolutely at ease. And as you listen, any vocalization by a siren is enough to help you be controlled. You know that now. Your submissive side comes out, and you want exactly that. Imagine the pleasure building. Imagine building as the siren goes to work, delicate hands running over you in the warm water, until every inch of you obeying that voice in your imagination feels as good as it ever has. Lucky Odysseus. Imagine that word, Odysseus. It should remind you of this file. When you think of sirens, you think of imagining for this voice. You think of Odysseus. You can picture my lips forming these words, if that's appropriate, or another dominant figure as appropriate, over time. You'll know when you know. Perhaps forming other shapes in your mind, licking, sucking, humming against your scalp to send vibrations into your head from the speech. A voice that controls you completely. And whenever you hear and read the word Odysseus, whenever you hear or read Odysseus, your mind will come back here to this pleasant retelling of the siren legend. An Odysseus who never got free would be one who missed all this. So when you get free, you jump into trance and you enjoy it. It's just how it is. Imagine my voice as the perfect siren's voice in your mind. There may be others as well, dominance with your best interests in mind, but here, you can hear the strange harmonics, inspect the minute details, a voice which will turn you into a voice fetishist, into someone who just needs your hypnotic dose, or wants to explore, with all sorts of different dominant voices. Whatever suits you best, the whole point is, the siren's voice is tempting you toward a destination that is good for you, instead. And so you can fall into it. As you listen in a vision, a mouth humming perfectly, moving to your temple, humming into your brain, sending the vibrations of voice into your skull, pleasure rising through you, as if your pleasure centers were being massaged directly by the voice itself, and all you can do is to give in to it, because your mind is blank and you want to explore what can be done if you cooperate. You know you're going to come. You know you're deep enough that the visualization of that perfect voice, imagine, every word is rubbing you, masturbating you, bringing you nearer. You're going to climax. You welcome it. Of course you welcome climax. That's just one example of what is waiting for you that is far more positive than what was awaiting Odysseus. It feels too good. You just want to let it happen. My voice vibrating. Any dominant, controlling voice vibrating that has your best interests in mind and coming mindlessly and wonderfully is in your best interest. My voice buzzing in your brain. Come for me and with me. Imagine my voice stroking your brain, rubbing your body, masturbating you, helping you, envision, entrance you word by word. No matter what I'm saying, it is pleasant. A siren voice, which can belong to any dominant figure who has your best interests at heart, brings you bliss. You crave it. You're allowed to crave it. It is safe to crave it. The offer of my voice is still on the table, but you may discover and explore others. And they, like mine, can bring the same pleasure, orgasm coming, threatening to overtake your skull just from the humming, vague humming against your temple. You feel it. Envision, imagine, climax in every inch of you, your muscles twitching, going along with the sensation as real as anything else you've ever experienced. The command of this voice washing, through you. You feel it in the warm waves. You can breathe deeply, let a siren's voice in as you climax, kissing deeply, breathing it into you. You realize you can hear the voice underwater or in the depths of sleep or in your mind anytime. that you need that little extra nudge toward what is best and most pleasurable for you. In fact, right now, as you come, as you squeeze, you hear the voice amplified, overtaking you, filling your mind, claiming you more and more. My voice. A siren's voice, any siren's voice, a dominant figure you wish to serve with your best interests in mind, can help you feel sensually pleasured and currently orgasming by just bringing you back to the idea of Odysseus, of the mast, of the voice, and that you are going toward what is best for you. You may find we leave the legend behind and move into the realm of what you will and do and can and must experience. My voice, associated with you trancing. Dominant siren voices associated with you coming, still in the aftershock, still in the heat. My voice is pleasurable release. My statement of the word imagine helps your mind's eye really experience whatever I say. And that is desirable and pleasurable. And you can map these siren lessons onto dominant figures who have your best interests at heart, as long as you sincerely believe in their dominance and their goals for you. But what you'll definitely find is that now, as I count from 1 to 5, you will slowly awaken, body still twitching, still breathing deep and heated all over, my voice in your ears. Maybe the idea of seeking another siren, specific or general, to fill the role as well. And you can come back periodically and explore and twitch and climax, and I invite you to discover. I invite you to discover each and everything about perfectly fetishizing and enjoying the vibrations of a voice that you may find slow. You may find you can't wait for your next experience with a siren's voice telling you to imagine slowly waking, imagine climaxing, reminding you of the myth of Odysseus, reminding you that this voice is pleasure, a little bit higher. Pleasure and sensation are slowly returning to your muscles. It feels good. Love the voice. Allow everything to fall out of your mind except this word, 3, this number, 4, and your need and desire to explore what the voice could mean, what a siren voice, seduction, and fetish can and does mean for your future hypnotic experiences. And I hope you'll hear from me again in the future. 5. Wide awake and still twitching away with pleasure, with post-orgasmic, and with the promise of things to come.